Phone lines open, 312-981-7200. Text lines, too. And boy, we got a bunch of them because it's Brian the Cash Man. Mr. Hogevane, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Oh, happy New Year to you, too, John. I'm doing fantastic.
You run the shop over in Westmont, AmeriCash. It's at 16 West Ogden in Westmont. I've stopped by there. Cool place. You love people to visit you and show them old stuff that they have, right?
Oh, absolutely. We definitely very much enjoy anybody who has an interest in selling or liquidating any items they have. You know, especially like gold, silver, diamonds, jewelry, watches, antiques, collectibles. I'm happy to take a look at everything.
You've pretty much seen everything on earth, haven't you?
I wouldn't say everything, but I've seen quite a bit.
You come on every other Thursday or so on Your Money Matters. We take a ton of calls and a lot of text messages, too. And boy, they're coming in fast and furious on the text line. Good morning, John, from the 630. This Philco radio was given to me by my in-laws after my wife's grandmother passed away. It's got to be from the 20s or 30s. It has old tubes and it still works. How about those old radios?
You know, there's definitely a collector base for them. The only disadvantage is sometimes those types of items is their size.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that can make it challenging. Obviously, functionality is absolute key to make sure that they are fully functioning. But it's definitely, you know, I'll be more than happy to take a look at an item like that. If they want to bring it on by, I'll be happy to take a look.
Yeah, this one looks more like one that's not Florida waste. It's more on top of the counter or something.
Yeah, like a counter model. Yeah, no, definitely. We're definitely happy to take a look. You know, we need a little bit more information, get specific model numbers, etc. But items like this, you know, in the $100 ranges, you know,
okay.
The hundreds.
So not
absolutely.
Thousands, okay.
Not thousands.
708, no. I've got a 1924 fairway spoon, a 3-wood, was still used by my father. Old golf clubs worth anything?
You know, I'm fairly certain that there definitely is a collector base for the old golf clubs. Unfortunately, it's something that we're just generally don't look at unless they would be, like, for instance, we had a club signed by Tiger Woods. We had a club signed by Michael Jordan. You know, items like that. So items of that nature would be interested in. You know,
right.
So maybe it was signed by Arnold Palmer or, you know, even going back further would be fantastic.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. I want to give away the store phone number, too, because
absolutely.
Someone's there now and you guys will take calls or texts as well.
Correct.
Obviously, the ultimate goal, just get them in the store because looking at things in person makes a huge difference.
It does.
630-969-9600. That's where people can call now or after the show, right?
Absolutely. They can call and text that same number. They can text us that number just the same.
630-969-9600. Let's go to Gina on the west side on our phone lines. Hello, Gina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very good. I hope you've had a good week. And what do you have that you want Brian to comment on?
Okay, I bought an old purse from the Goodwill in 1989. And at the bottom of that purse, there was a toothpick. And on the wrapper, it said World's Fair.
Okay.
A World's Fair toothpick?
Yeah. So I'm just going to go guess here. It was like the 1933-34 Chicago World's Fair?
It didn't have the year, but on the printing, on the paper, with the toothpick in it, it says World's Fair.
Okay.
It's probably the 33 one instead of the 1893 one, although I don't know.
Yeah, that would say Columbian Exposition instead of saying World's Fair. Yeah, I mean, there's always collectability to the World's Fair. Of course, a small item like that, it would be in the few dollar range.
Okay.
But that's still a neat item. Definitely a neat item to find in the bottom of the purse.
Yeah, right? So not worth a couple bucks bringing it in, but keep it for yourself. That's a good story, Gina.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
312-981-7200. I have two brass shell casings from World War One made into pitchers called trench art.
That's correct.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, the, you know, soldiers are in the trench. Remember, the, you know, fighting was not as, you know, constant as it was, you know, in later wars. So they had a lot of downtime in which they would take these giant shell casings and make them into vases, make them into pitchers, cups, all different ashtrays. I mean, we would see all different kinds of stuff. There was definitely a value to them. You know, the key thing would be is, or has the soldier put any kind of identification mark on it as to when, where, you know, what battle, etc. That can determine value. So those types of items could be in the, you know, the lower under $100 into, you know, just depending on what it, how nice and what it is and as much identification we can get, you know, on up to hundreds of dollars.
That's cool.
But that's definitely an item we would love to take a look at, and I would encourage you to bring it on in.
For sure. People starting to call now, 312-981-7200. Keep those phones coming. Let's go to an interesting text from the 847. We have my mother-in-law's old silver. Needs a polish, which I want to talk about for sure.
Sure.
It was for serving gravy, it appears. Is it worth anything?
Well, it would depend on whether or not it was made out of sterling silver versus being silver plated. So, you know, sterling silver, it definitely is going to have value for sure. And I would definitely encourage to bring that in for sure.
And what about the polishing before they bring it in?
So for us, the polishing on silver would not be required.
Okay.
I would discourage it from actually taking the time out to polish it. You don't have to.
And if you have old coins, you take a lot of those.
Do not clean. There is absolutely no cleaning of any coins of any kind whatsoever. Do not clean coins.
And if another place tells them to clean their coin, take them to you.
Absolutely. Just come straight to me.
Yeah, you've had coins that were worth hundreds of thousands of dollars now only worth $10,000 because someone tried to clean it.
That's correct. That is correct.
If we take nothing away, then we'll take that away.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Tom in Tinley Park. Tom, what do you have for the cash man?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to possibly turn this into a bookend. It is a lug from a German Oboe class sea mine from World War II. My dad, after World War II in Korea, was... his duty was on a minesweeper after being on a destroyer. His duty was on a minesweeper around the Panama, both inlet and both sides of the Panama Canal, pulling out German sea mines, and I have the lug from one of them.
A lug from one of those. That's
absolutely
interesting.
No, it's a very fascinating. You know, for you personally, that is a fantastic story. For you know that now that item does have value, and we would definitely be interested in buying it, of course. But for you personally, that is a fantastic family story that should be carried on. And you know, as long as you can do whatever you like with it, as long as there's no damage being done to the item itself. But there's definitely you know, there is collector bases that are interested in items like that, and we're always interested in looking at any World War II memorabilia. We encourage anyone to bring anything in for us to take a look at.
It's Tom and Tinley Park. This is Brian Hogevang with his store in Westmont. 16 West Ogden in Westmont is where you can visit AmeriCash. You can call us now, 312-981-7200. You can call him or text him, 630-969-9600. That's a lot of numbers. We'll give him again. WGN. We're here with Brian Hogevang, the cash man from AmeriCash, with new glasses, a new haircut, a new look, Brian.
Yeah. No, I changed it up for this year. 2025, new year, new look.
Yeah, exactly. The Silver Fox is out, Brian Hogevang. 630-969-9600 is how you can reach the store. Our phone lines are full, so I want to get to them. People that are not able to call in here right now or not by 10 a.m., call or text the store right away because
Absolutely.
People are ready
Absolutely.
To talk
There's
about
people
these
there,
items.
They can talk with you immediately. As we're speaking right now, they're there.
630-969-9600. John, up in Madison, what do you have, John?
I have a book. Not sure the exact day. I can't remember. I have it with me, but maybe around 1870, 80, perhaps. It's the Kurubiyabe, Omar Khayyam. Beautiful book.
Mm-hmm.
The pages aren't cut; they're folded. I think they call it a French fold, and they're beautiful photogravure prints on each one of these pages.
What do you think, Brian?
It's in pretty good shape.
Yeah. Old books like that.
Yeah, you know, old books have potential. Obviously, when it comes to books, stuff that people know, you know, Wizard of Oz, Jules Verne, those are the big dogs that, you know, people are looking for and always have, you know, acquired value and have a demand on those type of items. Not saying that the item that you have is worth nothing. It just happens to be, you know, just generally the demand is a little less for an item like that.
Right. Okay. And the old books are kind of hit or miss. Thanks.
They are hit or miss. I would say definitely bring it on, and I'd be happy to take a look at it. Or you can text us some pictures. I can give do a little bit of research for you.
Someone wanted to know, is there a fee for evaluating a coin collection? That's what someone wanted to know.
So basically, when it comes to evaluating and looking at everything, basically, if you bring your items in, we go through everything, quote your price, there's no charge.
I love that.
Yeah. If you need something written out, you need it for insurance and all that, you know, other stuff, that's different.
All right. Okay. Let's go rapid fire through these. Bonnie in Naperville, what do you have for for Brian?
I have my brother's cap that's Tiger Woods signed for him.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, you know, pending on authentication, of course, which is key for Tiger Woods. He's unfortunately one of those victims of high counterfeiting or forging his signature, but I'm certain that it'll be just fine. Items like that definitely have value, and I would strongly recommend to bring it on in.
A Tiger Woods autograph. Bring it in.
Absolutely.
And Bonnie's in Naperville, pretty close to Westmont, 16 yes. West Ogden in Westmont. Does it matter? Is it worth more if it was at a specific tournament and it's authenticated that he signed it after he won the Open or something like that?
That definitely would have an additional, you know, would have additional value to it. The how neat or clean the signature is, you know, how neat or clean the item is, you know, all that stuff does pertain to the value.
Okay, let's go to Chuck on line five. Hey, Chuck, you're on WGN.
Hey, how are you? I found in my yard a canister with a bunch of coins, probably about 50 of them. Half the coins have presidents on them and a little information on them. And then the other ones are states with information on the states. They're about the size of a quarter, and they're the like a copper penny color.
Okay. So there was definitely in the 70s, I think it was, there was a Shell gas station actually had issued a bunch of different tokens. And when you got to fill up, you can get one of these. Now, not saying that that's what you have. I just know that's one of the more common ones that we happen to see. There are older stuff that was made by different manufacturers. It doesn't sound specifically like it was a U.S. government issued type of an item, but just to be safe, bring it in. Let us check it out before you do anything. Okay. I'll be happy to do that for you.
16 West Ogden and Westmont. Andy Mazur, what do you have?
Well, I just I showed the picture, the Frank Thomas misprint card.
What does that mean, a misprint card?
So there's no name on the front of it.
Whoa. That's right.
Yeah. In 1990, Topps, you know, printed obviously a ton of sports cards, but for some reason the Frank Thomas, his entire name was left off of the front of the card,
and that makes it worth more.
Absolutely. So card, depending on the condition of the card, what it would grade out at, this is something that would definitely need to be authenticated and graded. It could be in upwards of $10,000.
Whoa!
Absolutely,
yeah. Andy.
It's great. I mean, he's in his Auburn jersey. It's his rookie card.
Yes, it is.
That's
it
a sweet spot too. Tens of thousands for Andy. Because if it's in the millions, we'd never see him again.
Yeah, you'd never see me. I'd be gone.
That would be the end of that. Yeah. Let's go to Lynn in Lake Zurich. I love the alliteration, Lynn. What do you have for Brian?
I have a bunch of Indian head pennies that are kind of worn down. Are they worth anything?
Oh, absolutely. The Indian head cents, you know, running from 1859 going until 1909. Again, pending which year, condition, etc., would determine their value. But here's the thing: is they're worth far more than just 1 cent, even in the lower grade. I would always recommend to tell anybody to bring those in. And again, do not clean those coins.
Do not clean the coins, no. Lynn. Let's go to Joanne, has something interesting in Palos Heights. Hey, Joanne.
Yeah, I actually have two things. One is, it's called a Renew Life Violet Ray Generator, and it's an old contraption that you plug in, and it's supposed to cure anything from a toothache to baldness.
Yeah, absolutely. Cure all. And it came with a whole bunch of different types of attachments, I'm sure. It came in a nice wooden box. You would plug it in. It would have the ozone generator firing off on it. And there's definitely collectability to an item like that, depending on the completeness and how making sure everything is still fully functioning, all the attachments still working, is definitely an item that we're always interested in taking a look at. I would say definitely bring it on in.
I mean, like hundreds, thousands, or no?
No, it could be in the hundreds, yeah.
Joanne, you had a second item too, you said?
Yeah, it's an old toaster where the sides flip down, and when they flip down, it's supposed to turn your bread over at the same time, and then you flip them back up again.
A toaster, okay.
Definitely an interesting item. I'll be blunt and honest, it's not something that we would normally look at or purchase would be a toaster. Yeah,
no,
I'm sorry.
I appreciate the honesty, because then you're not wasting your time. They're not wasting theirs.
Correct.
And if they call 630-969-9600 right now or throughout the day or whenever the store is open, someone will give them that honest opinion so they're not wasting their time driving in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's always what I appreciate. Okay, got 20 seconds left, Brian. Make the pitch for us. Why should people visit?
They should definitely come on in. You know, check it out before you throw it out. You know, there's a lot of time people have items that they don't realize have value. And the best thing you can possibly do is bring it on in. That's the best thing to do, is always bring it on in, have us take a look at it, and we can do our best and give you the most possible money for whatever item you might have.
Awesome stuff. Brian the Cash Man, you did great as always. We'll talk again soon, all right?
All right, sounds great, John. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, 16 West Ogden in Westmont, 630-969-9600.